Unit 6. Lesson 21.
News. Known. Each other. A bit. Heard. Since. Grown. For years. Excited. Be excited about. Worried. Be worried about.
Exercise 1. Ma Yingtian has just met Annie in the playground. Listen to their conversation and answer the questions. Hello, Annie. Are you all right? You look a bit sad today.
Hi, Yingtian. You haven't heard Mei Hua's news yet, have you?
No, I haven't. What has happened?
Well, Mei Hua's father has a new job in Shanghai.
Yes, I know. He's been there for a few months, hasn't he?
Yes, he's been there since June. Well, now he wants Mei Hua and her mum to move there. So Mei Hua is going to live in Shanghai.
Oh, no. No wonder you are sad. You have known each other for a long time, haven't you?
Yes. We have been friends since the first day of primary school. We've played together and visited each other for years. We have grown up together. She's one of my oldest friends.
I have known her for years too, since 1995, I think. So Mei Hua's going to live in Shanghai. Has she known this for long?
No, only for 2 or 3 days. Since last Friday, I think.
How does she feel?
She's very excited about moving to a new place. But Shanghai is a very big city. She's a bit worried about that. And she feels very sad to leave us too.
Well, let's have a party for her before she goes. Lesson 22. Over. Recently. Gone. Large, double, population, million, passport, Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. Exercise 1. School is over for the day, and the students are getting ready to go home. Read and listen to their conversation and answer the questions. Mei Hua, you can't go home yet. You must first tell us all your news. Are you going to leave us? Have you decided yet?
Yes, we have. We decided everything last weekend. But I'm not going to leave for a few weeks yet. We're not moving before December. Dad hasn't found a house for us yet.
Annie, do you hear that? Mei Hua isn't going yet. She isn't going before the end of term.
I'm very glad, Mei Hua. Have you seen your dad recently? Yes, I saw him last week. He came to tell us about his job. It is a very good one.
Is he still here? I want to speak to him. I'm going to tell him you can't go. We want you to stay here.
I'm afraid you are too late. He has gone back now. He went back on Sunday.
You haven't been to Shanghai before, have you?
Yes, I have. I went there for a holiday about 2 years ago.
What was it like?
The people are very nice, but the city is very large. It has double the population of Guangzhou, more than 13 million people.
Are you looking forward to going?
A bit of me says yes. And a bit of me says no.
Lesson 23.
Hong Kong. Billion. Count up to.
Exercise 5. Listen and circle the phrase you hear. 1. She has done a lot of things today. 2.
We have played together since we were children.
3. They read 10 books last term. 4.
I have studied music for many years.
5. My parents grew apples, pears and potatoes last year. 6.
She has washed her hair today.
7. The cat climbed the tree. 8.
He has worked hard all his life.
Lesson 24. Importantly. Change. Thousands of. Farm. Mean. Land. Destroy. AD. Exercise 1. Listen about China's largest cities. Fill in the table with numbers. The population of China is the largest in the world. It has more than 1.2 billion people. This is more people than there were in the world 150 years ago. Because of this, many of China's cities are very large. There are 40 cities with populations of more than 1 million. Beijing, the capital, has more than 12 million people. Guangzhou is much smaller. It has 6,660,000. Mei Hua is going to live in Shanghai, and she is a bit worried. Shanghai is the second biggest city in China. It has a population of 13,050,000. Harbin is smaller. It has 9,150,000 people. One interesting city is Shenzhen. 25 years ago, Shenzhen was a small town. Only about 30,000 people lived there. Since 1980, it has grown and grown. At the end of 1997, more than 1,090,000 were living and working there. The biggest city in China is Chongqing. It has a population of 30,430,000. Exercise 3. Read and answer the questions. Work with a partner.
How many people do you think there are in the world today? There are about 9.5 billion, and the population is still growing. 2,000 years ago, only about 250 million people lived in the world. In the next 1,700 years, the number doubled to 500 million. But only 200 years later, the world population grew to 1 billion. Now the population doubles every 40 years. Why did the population grow very slowly in the beginning? And why is it now growing faster and faster? A long time ago, many babies died when they were only a few days or weeks old. If people grew up, many did not live for very long. Why? Sometimes they did not have enough food. Sometimes their food did not make them strong. But most importantly, people became ill very easily. There were no hospitals or doctors, and people often died young. Nothing much changed for thousands of years. Then, about 200 years ago, people's lives began to get better. They began to find better ways to farm. They grew more and better food. People did not get sick as easily as before. Doctors began to learn more about what made people sick. They learned how to make people well again, and so people began to live longer lives. Many more children grew up and had their own children. There were more families. More families means more people. And so the population of the world began to grow faster and faster. But what will happen if the population does not stop growing? More people means more factories and more roads. The water in our rivers will become too dirty to drink. The air will become dirtier too. We will not be able to live. We will have to use farmland to build houses. There will be no animals or plants or trees. Then there will not be enough food in the world for everyone. We must do something now, before we destroy ourselves and our beautiful world.